3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And this morning, we want to talk about a very real problem that is sweeping across our country, that most people, until it affects them or one of their loved ones, most people are just totally unaware of this very real problem. And one of the biggest problems we face is that the physicians across America are being lied to by the Centers for Disease Control and the various government agencies. People go from doctor to doctor. They have all sorts of symptoms, whether it be mental symptoms, neurological symptoms, joint symptoms, intestinal symptoms. They're just terribly ill. But, of course, they go from doctor to doctor, and the doctor listens to their story and runs a couple of laboratory studies and says, well, maybe you need a psychiatrist. You know, there's nothing shows up here, and all of your symptoms are vague. And then they go on to another doctor and another doctor. Well, I think our guest this morning, Chris Newby, can tell you about this because, of course, she is a victim of this, and she went through the same thing. We're talking about a disease that began in a place called Lyme, Connecticut, just across the inlet from Plum Island, where the government is carrying on all sorts of biological warfare programs, where they actually were working on infecting ticks and other insects with terrible new diseases created. But I'm going to let Chris tell you about her experience and the experience of so many people, and believe me, the disease is spreading into Colorado where you live, and you better get involved. And this is a great talking point to begin to get people to think, to start to think, to question what's going on, to question what they're being controlled by the media, and hopefully to get their doctors informed about this very real affliction. Good morning, Chris. Thanks very much for being with us again.
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and thanks for inviting me on the show.
Well, you go right ahead. You tell the story because you've lived it.
So I'm a mom of two teen boys, and our family, my husband and our two boys, live in Palo Alto, California. And in 2002, we took a family vacation to the East Coast, to this little island off Massachusetts called Martha's Vineyard. We had a great week there, came back to California, and then my husband and I, 2 weeks later, became incredibly sick with flu-like symptoms, neurological involvement, and, we looked at each other and said, oh my gosh, we have never been this sick before. It just was like being hit by a truck. So the people we'd visited in Martha's Vineyard told us, Lyme disease is a huge problem on the island. You can get bitten by a tick and not see it. And so we went to our doctor and said, we think we might have Lyme disease, our California doctor. And they said, oh, no, it's really, really rare. And they said, you probably just have a virus. And they sent us away. They took our blood test and said it was normal. And then, we kept on getting sicker and sicker in the coming year. And it turned out we had a classic case of Lyme disease and another tick-borne co-infection called Babesia, which is a red blood cell infection like malaria. And it proceeded to take us a year, 10 doctors, and $60,000 to get diagnosed with Lyme disease. And by the end of the year, my husband and I were almost completely disabled. I like to say it was like we had chronic fatigue, arthritis, and early onset Alzheimer's all at once. And, you know, previously we were completely healthy, athletic, 42-year-olds who, you know, worked out every day and had, you know, commanding jobs. And like Dr. Stan said, every doctor we went to, we said, oh, we're really, really sick, and can you help us? And they would say, well, no, you look normal to us. Our tests say you're normal. So that was our Lyme experience, and it was so traumatic to be that sick after a year and then be told it was all in our heads, that was sort of the seed that made me start this movie. And so about 4 years ago, I teamed up with a filmmaker in Sausalito, California, and we started doing a documentary on Lyme disease, which is now in the theaters. It's called Under Our Skin. And, you know, its goal is really to educate people on this Lyme disease, which is a huge epidemic, and nobody knows about it.
And of course, the movie is not showing in major. It's showing in art theaters across the country. It was certainly in our local community here at the Nickelodeon in Santa Cruz. But Santa Cruz is famous for, you know, having a lot of people who are interested in alternative health, and certainly, fortunately, we do have them here because we were able to block some of the other terrible things they wanted to inflict upon our community. And so, here was a combination of the people on the right and the left working together, and we at least kept them from fluoridating our water and doing some of the other things. So this is the sort of movie that would play well in Santa Cruz, because people, a lot of people, very liberal people, honestly believe there's a conspiracy, and I believe they're absolutely right. There's an organized, orchestrated effort to keep the physicians of this country and most of the people of this country from understanding what is really going on. It is estimated there may be as many as 2 million people in America with Lyme disease. And, of course, the symptoms are very, very similar to chronic fatigue. There's probably close to 1 million of people with chronic fatigue, and another couple of 1 million with fibromyalgia, and, of course, probably 750,000 or 1 million with Gulf War disease. The veterans have come back from the First and Second Gulf War, and all of these diseases interlock with similar symptoms, although somewhat different etiological agents. But all of the people have the same problem. They go to the doctor, and the doctor has been to the medical meetings, and the medical meetings never tell him these things. And I know, because I go to these meetings, and they very seldom talk about anything of any real significance, tragically. And yet the doctors need to know about this, and we've got to help get them educated. So basically, Kim, how were you treated? What did they do? Chris, what did they do for you? How did they get you treated? How did you get well? Because it takes a long time to get well from this.
The first thing that people really need to know is the tests are very bad, and for Lyme disease, they're no better than a coin flip in some cases. Especially early on.
No, coin flip, you got a 50-50 chance. You don't have that with the blood test. You know, unless you get it very early, the blood test is usually negative.
Right.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a minute with Chris Newby. She's led this. And believe me, I'm having lunch today with a fellow that has the same story. A lot of people out there have the same story. Nobody's listening to them. And you're not hearing about it on 60 Minutes. We'll be right back.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try Glyco Tea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order Glyco Tea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Paint Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Chris Newby. And Chris was just saying that, you know, when you get a blood test from the doctor, it's like a coin flip as to whether it's going to be positive. I pointed out that certainly when you have chronic Lyme disease, you know, when you have a flip a coin, you got a 50-50 chance. So with this, of course, you have a very small chance of getting the proper test done that's going to give you the proper diagnosis. So you tell your story. How did you finally find a doctor who could actually treat you?
Well, Lyme disease, because the mainstream medical has sort of failed the people who have that chronic form of the disease, has a very organized internet support group. And I went to LymeNet.org initially, which has a live discussion board, and said, hey, my husband and I have these symptoms. We've been sick a year. Does this sound like Lyme? And, you know, within an hour, we got 50 emails saying, oh, that is so classic. And then they helped us find a doctor and a support group in our area. And once we got with the right doctor who had seen, you know, hundreds of cases of Lyme before and had tried a bunch of things, you know, we were put on a regimen of multiple antibiotics. Just one, when you're chronically ill with Lyme disease and other co-infections, just one kind of antibiotic isn't particularly effective, because the Lyme spirochete can go into sort of a dormant ball-like shape or get in little clusters called and cover themselves with biofilm and protect itself from the antibiotics. So you have to get like one antibiotic that gets it when it's growing and another one that gets it when it's hiding inside your cells. So it took us about 6 months to like start feeling a lot better, and then my husband had to take a couple years of antibiotics, and then I was a little sicker and it took me a little bit longer. So I'm mostly off antibiotics. Once in a while I have to go back on just to get back to my normal self. I would say there's no substitute for someone who's seen a lot of cases at Lyme, just because the disease was only discovered in 1980, so there's like a decade of doctors who don't know a whole lot about it.
And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, my practice, I started with medicine back in, I entered medical school in 1948, and certainly, in all of the years up until 1980, I'd never heard of Lyme disease. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, we had Lyme disease, we had chronic fatigue syndrome, we had fibromyalgia. A decade later, we had Gulf War syndrome. We, Chris, came up with AIDS and Ebola and all sorts of new diseases, and nobody had any idea where they came from. They were just plaguing our population. Well, certainly, why don't more doctors treat Lyme disease. Do some doctors, or have some doctors, have been prosecuted and persecuted and lost their licenses because they've wanted to treat patients and help them?
Yeah, and as part of this, doing the documentary, I compiled a list of like 50 Lyme-treating physicians who had been called before medical boards for supposedly over-diagnosing and over-treating Lyme disease. And as part of the research in the film, I was the investigative reporter. I sort of went to the very beginning of Lyme disease and said, you know, okay, like, what went wrong here? You know, why is this disease so different than every other disease? Why is the test so, so bad? And I went back to changes in our law in 80 that where in 1980, all of a sudden, academic researchers in the NIH and the CDC could patent and profit from live organisms. And a year later, the Lyme disease bug was discovered, and it was, I say it was like the Oklahoma land rush, people looking in their microscopes and patenting little pieces of protein on the surface of this bug, and then they can earn patent royalties if anybody uses those proteins in vaccines or test kits. So there was a small group of academic physicians who, you know, started working on vaccines and test kits, and sort of neglecting the cure, which is actually the cure for Lyme. There's sort of no controversy. It's an early application of a simple, safe antibiotic. But since they were focused on the vaccine, they sort of like crafted the definition of the disease and the test to make the vaccine look better, because there was a lot of money for the academic researchers in the vaccine with grants and clinical trials.
But the vaccine didn't work out very well, did it?
No, and 20 years later, we're stuck with the bad definition of Lyme disease and the bad tests. And those same researchers are still in power, and they sort of don't want to let the next generation look at the disease and refine the science. So right now there's quite a bit of controversy in Lyme disease, because there's a version of the disease that's in the textbooks that says it's easy to treat and easy to cure, and then there's the growing number of cases in the United States, and the frontline community-based physicians are saying, oh, my gosh, we have an epidemic here. It went up 37% between 2006 and 2007, and it's gone up just about every year. And you need to relook at this disease. So it's a battle between sort of the ivory tower academics and then the country docs.
Now, basically, of course, the disease started on the East Coast in Lyme, Connecticut, and across the other side of the inlet there. I've forgotten it is Long Island, and, of course, gets out into the, you know, Martha's Vineyard and all of these places. But it is gradually spread across America. Here in California, when I first heard about Lyme disease and in the mid-1980s, why, we had very little in California. Now it's quite prevalent in California. How prevalent is it here in California? And, of course, since this program is being actually heard in Colorado, how prevalent is this disease in Colorado?
Well, California, it is a bigger problem than the physicians realize, especially their pockets that have infection rates probably close to what Connecticut does. So that would be the Santa Cruz Hills and then north of San Francisco in this area called Ukiah, really high incidence. Colorado is a really interesting case, because if you look at the CDC numbers, it's just like one or two cases a year. But it's really interesting. If you go to the Banfield Veterinary website, they've been tracking positive Lyme tests from dogs for since 2000. And if you look at their map online, they've had 1,000 cases with dogs versus one case with humans. So, you know, you have to look at those numbers and say, wow, there's something going on. Why would dogs get Lyme but not people? And it all boils down to the CDC has a very stringent definition of what Lyme is, and requires two positive tests to even count the case. So the CDC is applying a filter over, like, Colorado. So we're not getting a very accurate count on how many people get it there. And, in fact, I was like, a friend called me who was on vacation in Colorado just this week and says, oh, my gosh, my dog has a bullseye rash, and we pulled a couple giant ticks out here. But there's But the vets told us there's no Lyme in Colorado. And I said, well, you know, I think your dog has Lyme, because if you have the bullseye rash, it's pretty pretty certain that you have it. And then actually one of the characters in our film, Dr. Martz from Colorado Springs, has a very powerful story about how he was diagnosed with ALS, but he actually had Lyme. So, I think it's bigger in the middle of the country than we realize.
And I think it is spreading all across America. And, of course, if you don't recognize it, you can't treat it. They're going to outlaw DDT, which is a very effective treatment for any sort of these insects or pests, these various types of pests. But that's not going to be allowed at all. They're outlawing it so they can't stop malaria in Africa. It's going to actually be a criminal activity to have anything that will really start to begin to control some of these. This infection, which is spread all across America, and it's a new disease. And, of course, it's much more than Borrelia, because these ticks are infected with multiple of these chronic disease organisms, aren't they?
I think that's where a lot of patients get into trouble, and it makes them hard to diagnose, because they get these multiple diseases that come in ticks. And, some of the scientists call them ticks are cesspools of infection. And when a tick bites you, it actually suppresses a human immune system for 5 to 7 days. So whatever's in that tick gets a head start from your immune system. So there hasn't been hardly any research on combined infections of, like, Lyme and ehrlichiosis, or Lyme and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And so the presentation to the poor frontline clinician can be sort of confusing.
And of course, it is, but there are a number of organisms. I mean, my understanding is, get you Brucella and certainly Mycoplasma. And there are probably, 6 or 8 different organisms that people can get from these tick bites, right along with the Borrelia, which is a spirochete that causes Lyme disease.
Right. It's especially at risk to people who spend a lot of time outdoors, hunters. Or, for example, in our film, we have Jordan Fisher Smith, who is a park ranger, and he has a really interesting story. He was chasing a bad guy through the woods of the California Nevada Sierras, and the next morning he woke up with a tick, and so he knew Lyme was a problem, and he went to his physician and said, hey, I just pulled out a tick, I think it could be Lyme. And he goes, oh no, there's no Lyme in California, go away. And 6 months later, he's completely disabled, and he had to quit his job because of serious Lyme.
And of course, the thing is that the Lyme is here in California. It's all across the country, but it is very heavy. In fact, I live in Santa Cruz, where this is endemic. And of course, this is an entirely new disease. And where did it come from? Well, somebody's calling in. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Craig in Fort Collins.
Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Just fine. I got just a couple questions. One, can other insects other than ticks transmit Lyme? And the other thing is, Dr. Stan, you said, I thought you heard you once on the air saying that Lyme disease was man-made. Do they know what lab it came from or something?
Well, let's ask the first question, and then I'll let Kim. And it's only speculation, as far as where it came from. But certainly, do other other insects carry these diseases?
I'll listen offline. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks so much, Greg.
It hasn't been proven that it's transmitted other than by deer ticks, but they have found this organism that causes Lyme in mosquitoes and biting and fleas and biting sand fleas. I think the tick is a particularly effective way to transmit the disease because of that effect of the saliva suppressing your immune system. But I've talked to a doctor in Germany who says, in the Black Forest of Germany, where we have a huge mosquito problem, he thinks that it's transmitted if you get bitten by a large number of mosquitoes with it inside of them. So it's like the number of organisms in you.
Well, now, is this disease actually spread to Europe, into other parts of the world?
They believe it came from Europe originally, and it is a huge problem in Germany. I have a friend who got it in Italy. It's starting to be a problem in Scandinavia, and some of the best research is coming from there because of global warming, so the ticks are able to survive the winters up there now. And then there is, you know, for this film, we interviewed literally hundreds of doctors, and a lot of them privately would pull me aside and said, you know, this is off the record, but I think it can be sexually transmitted. So there have been animal studies on that where they have, like, beagles or hamsters, and they'll have, like, one infected hamster or beagle, and they'll throw it into a pile of uninfected animals, and by the end of a certain amount of time, they all have it. So is that sexually transmitted? Is it bodily fluids? I don't know. So no studies on those, but that's just conjecture. Then on the origin... Oh, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Go right ahead.
So on the origin of Lyme disease, you know, they have opened up ticks in the British Museum from the 1800s, and they found Lyme. But I have to say, you know, like, it seems like in the early 60s and 70s, a new form of Lyme that was particularly virulent showed up. And really not sure why.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Chris Newby. And first, we'll tell you how to get in touch with some of these Lyme organizations. And ladies and gentlemen, you better learn about this because you or your family will be next.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future, and that's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse. So take a moment to let them know you care. Talk to your children about drug abuse. Someday they'll be glad you did. That's from Candace Stewart and staff at the Wild Bird Center, where they're always working to make our area a safer place for our youth, for the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation. Call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. 303-758-7575, and mention you heard this community announcement. They all wish you a happy and safe summer.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Chris Newby. Chris, why don't you tell, do you have a website? Would you like to get information out about what you're doing?
Yeah, so our film, well, our website first is www.underourskin.com, or you can just Google Lyme documentary and it will come up. So we have a website with many clips from our film, a trailer, information on where to find a Lyme physician. I have a blog where I talk about we talk about the film and then talk about some of the science and controversy. And for example, there's a hearing in D.C. this week that where people will be presenting evidence on the existence of chronic Lyme and treatment for Lyme. So that can be watched online. You can get information about that. I would encourage you to look at the website. Our film is in theaters across the U.S. Right now. It'll be playing through September. And then after that time, you'll be able to order the DVD and hold community screenings in your neighborhood or town.
And I think that's important, and certainly we'll want to carry the DVD as soon as it becomes available. It's so vitally important people understand this disease. Now, I think the young man who called in from Court Collins was referring to the story of Plum Island. And I realize it's all conjecture. Nobody who works for the government would ever dare come forward and tell the truth. But what are there some theories that this may have come from a government laboratory?
Yeah, there are. There's a book called Lab 257 written by Michael Carroll, and he goes into some of those theories. For example, they were they had tick hatcheries there where they were breeding ticks and experimenting with putting stuff in them, probably, though I haven't looked at that directly. And Plum Island is maybe 50 miles as the crow flies from Lyme, Connecticut. So, and the laboratory was notorious for not necessarily being that secure, given that it was experimenting with hoof and mouth disease and raising mosquitoes and experimenting on various animals who were on the island, that were on the island. So if people want to learn more about it, I would encourage them to buy or read Lab 257.
That's Lab 257,
the author.
Carry the book and pay part.
Oh, we tried to contact the author when we were doing research for the film, but even though he had a new paperback coming out, he didn't want to talk to us, so it was sort of strange. So I don't know what was going on there.
Well, I'll tell you, many times when you talk about these things, you're too out, especially if you get into the suggestion there might be a conspiracy. Why, of course, you're very hard to find. We actually did interview the author, and I don't know whether he's in that four-tape set we have on Lyme or not, but we do have a four-tape set on the disease. We think it's vitally important that people understand that this disease is spreading all across America now, increasingly all across the world. And we never, for all intents and purposes, never saw this disease before 1980. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment for our guest today, who, of course, has produced a film on this. Now, basically, they have to do a very specific type of blood test, actually, to identify it, don't they? The standard blood test is really not much good when you get into the chronic stage.
Well, there's controversy on that. The academic researchers say, it's 90% reliable, but what the frontline physicians have found is that a lot of times the sickest people, their immune systems are so glommed up fighting the multiple infections that they don't really show up on these antibody tests. So there's some controversy there. There's some sort of exciting new research coming out saying that one thing about the Lyme bacteria, it's called a spirochete, is it mutates very rapidly, and that may explain why the tests appear to be so bad. Because the tests that are used by, like, Quest and LabCorp are based on one strain of the bug from Shelter Island, New York. And if indeed the bug mutates so rapidly in different regions of the country, what they're measuring for in California or Colorado could be completely different than what what the tests are based on. And this is, I think, particularly true with the version of Lyme disease, which is showing up in the South. It's anecdotally called Starry or Master's disease. And the academics are trying to say, oh, it's a different disease. But this very courageous doctor in Missouri called Dr. Masters is saying it's a very close cousin to Lyme disease, and we need to treat it just like Lyme disease with long-term antibiotics.
Could you speak just a little louder?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know whether you turned down your volume or not. But
oh, okay.
Anyway, there seem to be then different types of the Borrelia in different parts of the country.
Yes. Yes. So that may be one reason why the test isn't, the cases aren't showing up, and it's a much larger epidemic than we actually realize.
What is the estimate? How many people do you consider may be infected in the country today?
Well, the CDC official numbers are about 30,000, but the CDC themselves say that estimate is off 6 to 12 fold. So we say it's about 10 times off, so that would be like about 300,000 cases a year, new cases, and hopefully a lot of those are treated with antibiotics and it goes away. But they say that perhaps 15-20% of the people who get Lyme go on to have the chronic form of the disease, which gets to be harder to get rid of.
Amen to that. Well, who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Yeah. This is Doug in Colorado. My question
Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Dr. Stan. Is there any way to treat this yourself without going to a doctor?
I think antibiotics work. So there are some protocols online where you can, combinations of antibiotics, where you can get, you can try it yourself. Officially I would not recommend that, but, it's simple, proven antibiotics that seem to keep it under control.
And basically, we'll actually be talking a little later about Ten Best Treatments, a book we carry, the 10 Best Treatments on Lyme Disease by Brian Rosner. But certainly antibiotics is the best way to go. And certainly you may want to do other things to build up your immune system. But, of course, there's no substitute for antibiotics, and they do everything to discourage their prolonged use. And yet it's vital for the people who have this terrible new disease. Anything else you wanted to ask?
Well, that's it, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Okay,
well,
fine.
I mean,
thank you.
I know a lot of people who do herbs afterwards.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who keep it under control with herbs and naturopathic things afterwards. So I just think if you're really sick in the beginning, a heavy dose of antibiotics help, and then you can do other things to keep it under control.
Now, do you take them orally or intravenously?
I think most doctors try orals first.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment here. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call right here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck. Just 15 minutes from Loveland or Burford. Has two master bedrooms with two full baths. Is partially furnished and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden. Chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
11 years ago when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Miss Newby. If you have a question, number 877-254-7524. We're talking about Lyme disease. And of course, there are a number of other situations, a number of other chronic infections. Now, of course, the ticks and these other insects carry that really are disabling so many Americans. And yet they go from doctor to doctor to doctor, and the doctors really don't know. I'm not being critical of the doctors. There's been an organized effort to conceal the truth from the physicians in America, and certainly many of them are afraid to treat the disease for fear they'll come under attack. And actually, haven't some doctors actually lost their medical licenses for trying to treat these tragic patients?
One of my favorite stories from the film is Dr. Charles Ray Jones in New Haven, Connecticut, and he's the only sort of Lyme-treating physician. That's all he treats. And he got embroiled in a lawsuit because there was a divorced couple in Nevada, and the mom, who was an ER nurse, realized that her two kids had Lyme disease, and the sort of deadbeat dad didn't want to pay the medical bills, so he filed a complaint in Connecticut because she had taken her kids to Charles Ray Jones in Connecticut. So we cover the trial in there, and it's heartbreaking because this Dr. Charles Ray Jones is such a hero. He's saved so many lives of children who are so sick with Lyme disease, and here he's being his license is threatened by a deadbeat dad in Nevada, a golf pro. So
Well, who won the case?
Well, it's ongoing. He officially lost the case, which was sort of on a technicality for prescribing antibiotics over the phone. He the one boy was very sick with whooping cough, so he just renewed a prescription for Zithromax until the family could fly out to Connecticut to see him, and they got him on that. So his license was officially removed, but then it's an appeal now, so he's still treating people. And he just turned 80, and treating Lyme kids is his whole life. He works 6-7 days a week. And so, anyways, he's completely bankrupt because of this. But I have this list of 50 doctors who've been attacked for this, and it's too bad because there is such a great need to treat these people with Lyme disease, but physicians are afraid. I mean, like, for example, my husband and I, I've tested positive twice from their Lyme test at this large university medical school. And
was that Stanford?
They fired us. What?
Was that Stanford?
Yeah, so they fired us as patients. I think they believed their own tests, but they just didn't want to get involved in treating.
In other words, you tested positive and they wouldn't treat you?
Right. They said, the one physician, infectious diseases physician, says the chances of you both getting Lyme disease would be like winning the lottery, and we think you should seek help from counselors because they were accusing us of being crazy, but I think they just didn't want to get involved with treating someone with chronic Lyme because it's too hot to handle. You know, they don't want to get involved in the controversy like so many doctors.
But it's not a controversy. It's an illness. People should be treated. And, of course, there's an organized effort on the part of certain people to block this. Now, what is the Centers for Disease Control doing to try to stop the spread of this disease? Are they working, you know, trying to come up with any sort of a treatment to control the tick population or things of that sort?
They're not doing enough, in my opinion. I mean, they have like $10 million dedicated to Lyme research, a lot of it just targeting the deer population. You know, Lyme disease is sort of an inconvenient truth for them because the same group that runs Lyme disease out of Fort Collins, Colorado, CDC, also works on protecting the population from bioweapons like anthrax. So they really want to make sure there's a reserve of effective antibiotics available if we are attacked, you know, with a bioweapon. And that's exactly the opposite thing that happens has to happen with Lyme. So they're mostly working to like prevent the overuse of antibiotics, which harms Lyme patients. But you know, the CDC is sort of geared towards protecting us against catastrophic illnesses and attacks where there'd be a lot of body bags. But Lyme disease doesn't kill you right away. If you get chronic Lyme, it's sort of like a slow, painful death. So unfortunately, it hasn't really captured their attention yet for unknown reasons. And I just wish that they would, you know, treat it more seriously. So I don't know why they aren't yet.
Well, we could conjecture all sorts of things. We won't bother to do that. And basically, of course, once again, how can our listeners find a Lyme-literate physician? Because basically this is the big thing. There are certain doctors who understand the disease and know how to treat it, and if people have these chronic symptoms, sometimes you just have to go ahead and put the people on antibiotics, and it's amazing. I've talked to so many people who've been put on long-term antibiotics, and they've gotten better, and these symptoms have gone, and these people have been disabled for long periods of time. Where can people find a Lyme-literate doctor?
There are three really good websites that you can go to get a good referral. One is Turn the Corner Foundation.
Turn the Corner Foundation.
Uh-huh. The other one is CALDA, the California Lyme Disease Association, and you can get to their website, just LymeDisease.com, I think. And then LDF, which is the LDA, Lyme Disease Association, they're really good too. So they all have people or engines that can find a Lyme doctor for you. And I know in Colorado Springs, Dr. Martz, who I think just retired for a second time, probably could help you find a physician in Colorado. He has an amazing story. Dr. Martz was, I think, a blood specialist, and he supposedly came down with ALS.
Hey, we're out of time. We'll have to. People are going to have to see the film to see that, to find out the rest of the story. God bless you. We'll talk to you later, Chris. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&C discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our program. And basically, we have a great four-tape set on Lyme disease. We carry the book, The 10 Best Treatments, you're going to ask for the 10 best treatments. I think the title is The Top 10 Best Treatments for Lyme Disease. We carry a book on Lyme disease and autism, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on chronic fatigue syndrome, a four-tape set on Gulf War illness, but they all interlock. We used to carry the book on Plum Island, but nobody seemed to want to buy it. It's interesting that the author of the book doesn't want to talk about it anymore. And let me tell you, when you begin to bring out the truth about these things, you come under tremendous pressure. It was back in 1970 when Zbigniew Brzezinski, the man who later organized the Trilateral Commission and one of the arch villains of all time. He was the man, of course, who precipitated the Afghan War. He was the man who was there, of course, when we toppled the government in Nicaragua and brought the communists to power. Yes, we brought the communists to power, but we can't let the common people know that. And, of course, he was there when Saddam Hussein came to power in Iraq. But Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book in 1970 called Between Two Ages. Try to get it on the Internet. You can get it for about $80. I think I paid $6 for mine. But basically, on bottom of one of the pages, somewhere between page 55 and 65, he talks about how in the future, and he's talking about the year 2018, and he's quoting someone else, we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases to disable the enemy. New chronic infectious diseases, bacterial diseases, to disable the enemy. And ladies and gentlemen, they've been working on these diseases, and they've created these new diseases. And, of course, if you haven't read the book, AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief by Don Scott, we carry it. Great big 400 or 500 page book. If you want to read from one of the top scientists in our country, the book Project Daylily, a fictionalized account of Dr. Garth Nicholson's life, the attempts on his life and his wife's life, and of course the murder of so many of the people he was associated with. When he was a tenured professor at the H.M.D. Anderson Clinic in Houston, Texas, fascinating with the Project Daylily, about how they create these chronic diseases, and they even have the affront to patent why the mycoplasma fermentans, which is found in all AIDS cases, now one doctor in 1,000 realizes that almost all of these people have a mycoplasma infection along with the HIV. Why don't they know it? Because they don't want the doctor to know it, because they don't want them to be able to treat it effectively. The drugs are very expensive. The drug companies have made a lot of money, and the people are dying unnecessarily. There are treatments and effective treatments for AIDS, but you're never going to hear about it here in America, and most doctors have never heard about it. You need to get the information. Let me suggest again the book, Top 10 Treatments for Lyme, the four-tape set on Lyme disease. Certainly we have a excellent book on Lyme disease and autism, because many of these children do have the chronic infections, and women who have Lyme disease, their children's brains are in jeopardy, especially if they are foolish enough.